Welcome to The Light of the World, and this is Jared G. Martin. We have just celebrated Resurrection Sunday. That is the time that Jesus Christ bought our redemption with his own blood. Well, today we're going to share a message with you about the importance of the redemption. No matter who you are, no matter what your past has been, no matter what you've gone through or what you've done, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin and brings us into his own righteousness. Listen to this message today and stay tuned at the end, and we'll let you know how you can listen to it in its entirety. But right now, come and go with us as we continue to walk in the light of God's Word. The Bible said there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. He said there's a way that seems right. All the traditions and things that's passed down from your friends, and you're getting from the social media, and you're getting from all your movie stars and the athletes and the rap singers and all the reality people on TV. I haven't seen a reality show yet that anybody got any sense on. And if you're not careful, you'll start, I'm just looking. No, all of those, your ear gates open and your eye gates is open and your heart's open. And all that information keep coming at you. After a while, you'll begin to respond like they respond. If you don't believe that, ask the marketers that keep putting commercials on, giving information to you. They know it. Eventually, you're going to respond. They know that. That's why they spend billions of dollars giving you this little message, giving you this little message, giving you this little message. And then when you have a situation, they know what you're going to do. You're going to buy their product. Oh, that's name brand right there. That's, I only get the name brand. Well, who told you it was a name brand? You don't know. They told you years ago. They don't expect you to get up right in the middle of your TV show and go buy that product. But when you go start looking for it, it's going to come back to you. And the same way when you get all this stuff, you take it in from everybody else, and everybody that don't know, folks that don't know God, ain't been to church, don't know nothing, don't read the Bible, they'll tell you, you know, the Bible got all kind of, the Bible contradicts itself. I say, show me where. Nobody ever showed me. They don't know. They ain't read it. There's so many errors in the Bible. Oh, yeah, show me one. You know, the Bible say God helped those who helped themselves. I say, that ain't in there. The Bible say, they don't know. So you better get to where you are not depending on what somebody else is telling you. You better know the Lord for yourself. Here's what Jesus said when he was talking to the religious folks. He said, you hypocrites, you just go to church. Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men. So you don't want to be sitting up in church just going through the motion. You need to know the Lord for yourself. We must be redeemed from all the philosophies that have been passed down by our families, passed down by the friends, passed down by media, passed down by entertainers, folks on Facebook. No, I ain't listening to you. You don't know what you're talking. So what did God redeem us with? Verse 18 says again, for you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed, but with the precious blood of Christ. See, the price for the redemption of a soul is costly. It costs something for a soul. Peter knew that there was nothing available to mankind that can meet the price. Nothing that you got can pay for your soul. Here's Peter start that, for you know. He said, you know it wasn't with gold or silver or anything perishable. Redemption price was not some valuable earthly commodity. Silver can't get it for you. Gold can't get it for you. And then, having stated what the believer were not redeemed with, Peter declared the means by which God did redeem us. He said it was the blood of Christ, and it was precious. It was not just any blood, but it was precious because it belonged to a lamb that was unblemished and spotless. Jesus had no sin. He who had no sin became sin for us. No, the Bible speaks of the blood of Christ nearly three times as often as it mentions the cross. The word blood is the chief term the New Testament used to refer to the atonement. The atonement means that we are now being brought back to God. We have been brought back. Now we are at one. That word atonement is the word at one meant. We are at one now with God. We've been reconciled, brought back into alignment with God. So the shedding of the blood, and that's why, if you don't know, why we talk about the blood of Christ, the blood that flows from Calvary. Why do we talk about it? Because the shedding of the blood was the visible manifestation of his life being poured out in sacrifice. The blood, the life is in the blood. You know, everything else in you could be working fine. Let all the blood drain out. While on the cross, the blood poured out of Jesus, his life poured out. He spoke these words, "It is finished." He had offered himself as the sacrificial Lamb of God. His blood, which is his life, satisfied the penalty for the sins of mankind. God says, I need to redeem these men. He redeemed us. That redemption was complete on that Sunday morning when he was raised up from the dead. Jesus conquered death and he gave us life. He bought us. He bought our freedom. Now, I was thinking about a way one time to illustrate this so that it'll be just simple and plain. I'm going to ask Brother Franklin if he would come up. As human beings, we all lived under a death penalty. And in Texas, we know about the death penalty. There are executions. You can just stand right there. Don't get too close to me. I'm God. He's a sinner. And every sinner has been condemned to die. He's been condemned. He's a sinner. He's been found guilty of sin. He's had some appeals and has gone all the way to the Supreme Court. They say, we ain't in that. And now he's been brought to the gurney in the room for the lethal injection. He has no other way out. Here's what the Lord did on the cross. Stand and face me a little bit. He sees him on the gurney, laying there. And, you know, I've been in one of those death chambers when I went to the prison to take a look, and the ward was telling us exactly what they do. He says, we connect them, and I stand next to them, and I talk to them, and ask them if they have any last words. And then when I nod my head, the injection begins. But I have the phone next to me in case there's a reprieve. But in this case, there's not going to be a reprieve. The wages of sin is death. Jesus Christ sees us. The Bible said God so loved the world that he sent his son, that whoever would believe on him should not perish. And while he's on that gurney, Jesus Christ comes and says, listen, I see where you are. I love you and I want to relieve you of your penalty. Here's what I'm willing to do. I am willing to exchange my place for your place. I'm willing to set you free. And the only thing, but the executioner, I can't pay for you to come free. He's ready to take a life. A life needs to be taken for the crime you committed. I can't buy you, so I'm going to have to give my life to set you free. Are you willing to make that exchange? Willing. He's willing. What else are you going to do? He's willing. He knows that he has this death penalty. And so Jesus Christ says, I'm going to tell them that I will die in your place. Hallelujah. He says, hallelujah. Now, what he's wondering, though, is why do I want to do that? There's only one motivation for my doing this. I love mankind. Well, you don't deserve it. You're not going to do anything for it. But my Father sent me to try to rescue as many people as I can from eternal death. And I'm here to do that. So Jesus Christ gets on the gurney and sets him free. Now, before he does that, he says, I'm going to set you free, but there's one thing I want of you. And you're going to say, what is that?
What's that?
Say it loud.
What's that?
You no longer can live as Brian Franklin. You're going to have to live as me. You're going to have to walk like I walk, talk like I talk, and live my life in you.
Okay.
That's why we said, I gave my life to Christ. Now, I want to tell you something because I've been noticing something. I've been doing this for a long time. I don't want you to do like some of the other people I exchanged with them. They decided to get together in a huddle and just talk about how happy they was I filled in for them. But I want you to go tell other people that I will do the same thing for them. See, I got folks, they just go and they sit, they call it church. And they just sit there and talk about, well, ain't we happy that the Lord saved us? But they ain't told nobody else what I did. I want you to be my messenger and tell people that I do this. Right? Now, don't do like them other folks. They'll go sing in the choir, but they won't tell nobody I do this. And they'll get together, they'll huddle together, and they'll slap each other on the shoulder and look at all of what I said, but they won't tell anybody I do this. This is the reason I do this. We call that gospel. I save. That's what I do. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
That's what Jesus Christ does. He takes his place. He redeemed him with his own blood and brought him to the place that he can now go and live a life in Christ. That's why the Bible says, you are not your own. You have been bought with a price. You are not your own no more when you come to Jesus Christ. Why are you acting like you don't belong to him no more?
This is Pastor Jerry G. Martin, and every year this time, our focus turned to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That's the good news. The bad news is it seems like we only wait until this time of the year to really focus on what Jesus Christ did for us. For every believer, every day, we should be thankful to the Lord that he gave his life for us, so that we do not have to perish, but we can live an abundant life and we can escape the fires of hell and spend eternity with God in heaven. Jesus came to seek and to save those who are lost. What is he going to save us from? Eternal damnation and hell fire. Those of you who are listening to me right now, you may be at church, but you may not be in church. That means that you're just going through the motions, you're just attending, but you're not connected with God. This is the season to remind us of why Jesus Christ came in the first place, and he came to save a lost and dying world. You can make that decision even now to give your life to Jesus Christ. I give you this opportunity to be my guest at the Light of the World. We meet each Sunday at 10 a.m. at 16161 Old Humble Road. You can meet Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and you can join with the family of believers that will help you to grow and fulfill God's will and purpose in your life. If you would like to listen to this message again or previous broadcasts, go to our new website at lowcf.org. Again, that's lowcf.org. Now for the Light of the World, this is Pastor Jerry G. Martin saying, may the Lord our God richly bless you and we'll be with you again next time.